Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're all fired up. We're all Mariner fans in here now.
Cal Raleigh just made one of the best throws
you'll
ever see.
What?
What? Threw a guy out second base.
And he needed it to be exactly perfect, and it was.
So the Mariners are up 1-0. They're headed to the top of the fifth. Is that right? Bottom four.
Bottom of four. Right?
And the M's, they look pretty good. Like, you knew this game was going to come down to the little things. I mean, these playoff games, like, you go back to the Phillies-Dodgers last night, it's going to be that kind of game.
Yeah.
And in that game, you want to talk about the impact of one non-strike call? One.
Yeah.
The kid, Alex Call, who ended up walking, Christopher Sanchez was still out there. I think the Phillies were up 1-0, or it might have been tied at that time. I can't remember which run he was. I think he was the tying run. Sanchez threw a strike to strike him out, but it was called a ball. Call actually ended up walking and coming around to score the tying run.
Yeah.
If that call is correct, the one call, he doesn't score, and the Phillies might win that game 1-0. So it comes down to the tiniest things, and I will say, so far, the Mariners, they have stolen a run because Josh Naylor doubled, stole third, and then was hit home on a sack fly.
Yeah.
And just a minute ago, Cal Raleigh threw out a runner trying to steal at second base. So they are, I mean, they just, the little things so far have gone to the Mariners, and that's what it takes to win games like
this. And Schultz even said it. It feels like Kirby is getting the benefit of some strike calls that Skubal is not. I mean, he had one. Yeah. He had a strikeout early in the game that was, I mean, it wasn't even close. And they rung him up. So, yeah, it's like all those little things. But at the same time, it is kind of scary that all those little things, and it's still a 1-0 game.
Well, although, it's going to be that type of game. Yeah. I mean, you're facing the best pitcher in the American
League. Well, the nice part is he's going into the bottom of the fourth already having thrown 54 pitches.
Yeah,
so
he got him at 54.
That's
good.
He struck out the side, but he needed almost, I think, 19, 20 pitches to do it, so yeah, at least your working counts.
Mm, yes. Early momentum.
It's power v. power. Skubal just struck out Raleigh in the last inning on a 101-mile-an-hour fastball right down the pipe. Like, yeah, you're going to challenge guys, but it's going to be with 1-0-freaking-2.
Yep. He's got 7 strikeouts, but you managed to scratch a run across. By the way,
love this
how
stuff.
On earth did they let Josh Naylor get a 9-foot lead? Is it because he's fat and looks like a pirate that no one expects him to steal?
It's like they forget because he's a first baseman that, dude, he's 20 and 30 guy.
Yeah. Yeah. He stole 20 this year?
Yeah, I think he did.
He did. 20 stolen. No, he hit 20 home runs and stole 30 bases.
He stole 30 bases.
Yes. I will go look this up to confirm it.
I remember when he got to Seattle, people were like, dude, this guy is a terror on the base pass. And you look at him, you're like, how? I still can't believe how good that throw was. They keep replaying it. It's ridiculous.
Well, we've got Mark Sanchez stumble video.
It's not good.
Dude.
They've got Mark dead to rights.
Well, yeah, but we already had Mark. It's just weird. Like, what is he doing?
Well, and did you see TMZ break down the whole thing?
I haven't. What do you mean break down? I've seen it on TMZ. I saw the video.
So TMZ went basically minute by minute and laid out this is what he was doing.
Well, what was he doing, though?
Stumbling around an alley?
Well, okay. So we're saying the same things. Yes, I have seen that video. The question is what the hell was he up to? So let me describe it.
Yeah.
So he is out near the loading dock area where he eventually runs into the truck driver. He is walking down that alley There's another guy walks down the alley on the other side, but it seems to be just some random.
But the problem with that is, so this is what TMZ did. He was the street.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That the alley, I don't know, the street you have to go on to turn down the alley.
Yeah.
He was he was stumbling. They have video of him for 20 plus minutes stumbling back and forth.
Well, I know. That's on what I'm describing. Street. So hold on. So he's in the alley. The first one is he's in the alley and he's stumbling down towards the main street where you have to turn in to get to the alley, right? That's where the truck will pull in.
Yeah.
He is stumbling. Again, he's drunk, so you can tell he's kind of wobbly. He walks down to the main street. He is walking back and forth on the main street by himself.
Yep.
There is a woman that walks by, looks at him, but keeps going. So again, nothing there. He then walks, stumbles back up the alley and back down, and then sets up shop on the corner. Like, it's almost like he's waiting or looking for someone or waiting for someone.
Seems like it.
But then a guy comes up, and he has an exchange with Sanchez. And this guy is going out of his way to stay away from Mark Sanchez. Like, he can tell something's not right. And so he kind of walks around him and talks to him, and you can see him barking something back at him, but you can't tell what he says. And then he walks out of the frame. Sanchez then stumbles again back up the... No, sorry. He starts sprinting. Sanchez starts running back up the alley. This is where it gets weird, is that he's running back up the alley. He's now freaking out about something, and that's where the truck is already there. The truck had pulled in the meantime. And that's where he has the run-in with the truck driver. And then he runs back. Then, when he gets stabbed and all that happens, he runs back down to the main street and stumbles down that road.
Yeah, for another couple minutes until they pick him up. And I guess the police say that they haven't released the video yet, but they said they have multiple angles of the actual assault. And I guess Sanchez pulls him out of the truck. The guy stayed in the truck. Sanchez reaches in, supposedly, grabs the guy. That's when he pepper sprays him. Sanchez gets down from the truck, gets back up into the truck, slams the guy onto the ground. That's where the dude's face got lit up, and that's where then he stabs him and stumbles off. So, I mean, the whole thing is just it's crazy watching him. Like, how?
What was he doing? Do you think he was simply just wasted and didn't really know what he was doing?
I don't know, man.
Was he waiting for a lady of the evening?
I tend to think if you're wandering around like that at 12:30 at night, roaming a random street in an alley, I think you're looking for drugs or you're looking for a woman. Or you're
showed up.
Although he may have just been so S-faced that he had no idea what he was doing. Maybe he was just blackout drunk. But like you said, in the alley, then on the street, wandering, leaning up against a dumpster, talking to someone. I want to hear from the guy. I'd be interested to know and I'm sure they're going to interview him. What did the conversation have between the random guy and Sanchez? And then why do you run? Why does he run?
Exactly. He starts freaking out. Weird. Dude, it's so weird.
The other one I wonder, too, is was he on something other than alcohol?
Yeah.
You know.
That's possible.
If you're, you know.
I mean, you know.
You never
He's
know.
Mark Sanchez.
So it says you can't park here, grease boy. Yeah, of all the, of all the things you just a random truck in an alley somehow triggers you to go sprinting and start assaulting someone because you can't park there. What do you say? The hotel wouldn't want. to park here. It's unbelievable. It really is one of the more insane stories. And by the way, I hope he goes to jail. Something tells me he won't. Scooble struck out another one, by the way. He'll plea it down or whatever. But I mean, dude, he effed that guy up. That old man, and it's an old man. Imagine just, you're a 70-year-old man basically just delivering freaking oil at 12:30 at night, and you got to deal with this crap. You imagine you're sitting in the truck and like you're just like, what, huh? And then some dude reaches up and starts trying to yank you out of the window.
Pretty crazy, man.
Yeah, by the way, your career, Mark, is done.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.